Arctic Village.
First story you're going to tell, what's the name of it?
First airplane. Oh. Airplane we call it, this is an eagle coat. I'm from Arctic Village tribe. I was born there, 1881. And this is scientific story. Not true, but it's a story supposed to be true. First airplane was Indian built it. He was born not very far from Arctic Village, and he was born in little boy. He started talk about airplane, and he was going to build one, go to moon. And he worked all his life until he made that plane. And he go up in the air with it. He find out he was up higher. He go faster. And he want to know what's wrong with it. And he find out he got to have air up there too. So he come back and he tried to get air. He don't know how to get air. And he got something suck, you know, that scared of the heart. Is air never go through that thing. He makes suck out of that. He got the air. They told him, he said, you won't be back. You will be dead someplace. And he said, what I try and with my life. So he not scared. So he got everything ready. He go to moon. He told him, how you going last that airplane make that thing run? Oh, he say fire in the air will run it. That he meant the electric, I guess. That's a thing we don't know. He know. So at last he got ready and he went. And few days, they didn't say how long take him, but in few days he was a pair in the moon. And at that time he said, it'll be anytime something come to the moon, he'll get his picture right there in the moon. So he got his picture right there in the moon. You could see that air sack holding in his hand. You could see him when the moon is full. Well, you could see his picture right there. And he don't know how to come back. And perhaps his air run out and he died, we don't know. That's something we don't know. We know he got there because we see his picture there. Then Jesus took the airplane and sang. Chatsal was going to leave that. I come back. Can I talk now? Now, Arctic village, people is only tribe that have kind of a school, like Indian school, not regular school, but while we were raising, you know, I was 10 years old when I joined the school. Boy, go, we're moving every day, we go place to place. And I was 10 years old when my father told me, you got to join those boys. So I did. And a smart man, he teach us. First word he told me that respect for everybody. Second word, he said, love for everybody. Third word, kind word for everyone. Fourth word, work for your living. You come to the world to help the world. So if you don't work for your living, you can't be honest man. And I was trying to do that. I was trying to do that all my life. I made good without being in school. And now I had 13 kids of my own, 55 grandchildren, 60 great-grandchildren, and 6 great-great-grandchild. So I guess I help the world. Okay. Paul Salmon sings.
Je kako ang kena. Za kutsani yu kwajiko ang. Kutlo ay krahna isik riko ang. Ay rit. Ntinji ning ji tatsak za kutsi hecha. Tsakori tak za nisha kikin ji tsakori tak za tkong hendai. Deki en ta tak khotik na kori tak. Akwa soncha. Haka cha katsa takora ne. Aitza den kinshi den chi I shona zakta kon chi kwa ko ka ne. Aitza he je khaku chane zaku che chane. Ko kon chi kwa tsa I den chi shona zak ne chen na na zak e je khoko an kuna. ขอจะกวยอันที่กวนจาจันจีคกกลั่นกาสันตัยอันจะบุชคริกเนรันทายจะเทตไอกุตรเฮลทายเอจิเนรันทายจันจีคกกลั่นอาจจะเชิญรักอันโชว์จะจันจีคกกลั่นกันนะอาจจะเชิญรักอันอาจจะอุตจุกเสียทายเจโกตรีเอจิทัน เป็นจากคุกกันเลยไอ้เด็กก็ทุกข์กิจวัตรก็ทุกข์เอสเจคักกันนะไอ้กอรอนจีคว้าเลยไอ้จะเรื่องไอ้ถึงกินเสียก็กวนตักแมคโดนัลล์อาร์ชติกแมคโดนัลล์ไอ้ห่าก็กวนตักถึงจีจวนนะไอ้จะไอ้ Zatwin rich quinta gwenjit hakatinji. The chakot a ginchi. I got a ginhead at Zat go qua go gana. Leshega hatil. A quiet a what the shenan kakjan jay cockles and jinja cockles and a shiki nihan gui I go ga shinsan gui I qua. Azar. The Govina, Chan Chano Enjit. What's a go shayo Govina? Yet there's a cuckoo and Guna is it the Taki Tik only. Is it Guna is a good reja is a go on a dino no theatre high Zajata and Guina, I Javo, Jayo Govina. At the Jason Hard. She didn't get some poor dead G. Nai ha de ti si a ta ri o ke si je ku chen ta za ku chi kha ku ri a za za on o tan de si je ta no chi sa ta ni te en si ya na ya ta chan cha tan ke ti ni si ku ri na si ta te chen ri chen ta si en sa na ya a za ta te bo hun ja yo wa na ku ke ti ya na si si Yet the Kako and Guna Isaac. Dinty Gonzin Guna don't jazz it and gin and gin takut a jat on ja Isaac on the dino theatre has that on the Guna a jaza nasi. That is a gunsal name that I dare Cheho Zian. I could send as a Naraya cry.
With medicine and there isn't this you can rule.
What's your name?
P. Walls.
You're from Fort Yukon?
I'm from Fort Yukon.
Full-blooded Athabascan?
Well, that I couldn't answer. Could be Athabascan, could be French Canadian.
Okay. What's the name of your first story?
Well, you want to hear about Medicine Man? Well, I'll tell you about Medicine Man.
All right.
He's my great-grandfather. His name is John Schumann. My father and his name is David Wallace. His second brother name was Johnny Druck. I don't know how they got their name mixed up, but my father was raised by a preacher. From England. I still got his picture, but they told me a great story one time. As you ask about medicine, man, well, they were living it up at the. They were orphaned, you know. They hadn't got no father or mother, and just their sister was living with them. And this man that's married to grandmother, whose name was John Schumann. He's pretty good medicine man, as I hear it, the way my father told me. And my father was a preacher, remember. I don't think he lied about it. Them days, there ain't nothing that I could live on. And that was up Tetsik. English, they call it Salmon River. In the morning, they haven't got a thing to eat. And they tell his wife to put empty bake pan into the, you know, the Yukon stove. My father told me this story himself. And said all of a sudden he said that he heard something cooking and they were real hungry and his brother was by him, was Johnny. All of a sudden he said, big caribou was, you know, them caribou trout was coming out her mouth while this thing was cooking. When they took it out, there's nothing in it. And then they had a big sore on his leg. Only thing they got is one salmon. So he cut the salmon off, you know that, you know how salmon is dry, you know? He cut that salmon meat off and then he soaked it in the water, you know, and he put it on his leg. And he just spit on it once and flop it. But 50 years later, he had sore in the same spot again. He went to Fairbanks and he went to the best doctor. My uncle got money anyway. He got a lot of money, you know, that guy. He went to the best doctor and he asked him, he said, how come my leg is getting sore? He said he got sulfur, you know, them days they got them sulfur matches, you know. He got a box in his pocket all the time, you know. That's what done it, you know. I told him get rid of it, and the doctor told him get buy a cigarette lighter. Next morning, when they were up, Tetsik, you know, they sent them guys up, you know.
Okay.
I sent them up and they caught a lot of caribou that day. I heard he was the greatest, I don't know. I'm not a medicine man, I don't know a darn thing about it. I was a medicine man. I'll kill a couple of Indians myself. Two.
Did you repeat that again?
No.
It's about
1932. I was trapping with Sergeant Fred Paul. Trapping down a mouth of upper mouth of birch. I didn't know how to trap. All I had was four dogs. My dad was buying me trapline grub. An old sergeant is a, what you call an uneducated mechanic. He always gotta get his old Evan root. That Evan root was so darn old, you can't call it Evan root. Well, it's coming up through 12 mile and I hear an airplane coming. All of a sudden I see a big smoke up there on that bend. I thought airplane crashed, and boy did I rush my dogs. When I got there, we call him Sergeant because he always called himself a sergeant, you know. All through here was far Evan Root down there, you know, right on the bend. He just feel like it, he just starts that old Evan Root. So Sergeant asked me where I'm going. I said, I'm through trapping. You done pretty good this winter, he told me. Colin said, I caught one mink. One mink. And I ate a good meal once. And that's about all I got, Sergeant. I said, I'm leaving you. I said, I'm not going to see you no more. American KU, he's teach you how to trap it, don't they? American KU. It's in the desert. Dingy,